Greetings, I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. There are two seasons in the church year in which the theme of penitence is, in a sense, highlighted. One is the Advent season, the other, the Lenten season. During Advent, there is a focus on preparation, and we hear these words from John the Baptist in the Gospel of Matthew. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lenten season carries the theme of penitence further, as we look to Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. We often hear those same words of John the Baptist during Lent, even though chronologically they come at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, not just before his birth, nor just before his crucifixion. The difference between the idea of penitence and the idea of repentance is somewhat minor, but yet significant. Penitence is the recognition of our sinful nature and our desire for forgiveness. Repentance goes a bit further, in that repentance also carries with it the recognition of the need for a change in attitudes, practices, or behaviors. Indeed, Jesus speaks these words to the woman who had been caught in adultery and was to be stoned, as recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Jesus is calling for repentance. Jesus wants us to follow him and his ways. That means leaving our past ways behind and following God's ways. That is not an easy task. Sin has a firm grip on us, but with God's help, we can follow him. God's love for us in Christ Jesus is without limits, and indeed, God will forgive our sins without limits. But that does not mean that we can simply sin capriciously and be forgiven. No, we are called on and expected to make a sincere and heartfelt effort to amend our ways, to turn away from sin. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, we hear these troubling words. Alas for the world because of causes of falling. They cannot but come, but alas for each man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot is causing you to fall into sin, cut it off and away with it. It is better for you to enter into life crippled in hand or foot than to remain in possession of two sound hands or feet, but be thrown into the fire of the ages. And if your eye is causing you to fall into sin, tear it out and away with it. It is better for you to enter into life with only one eye than to remain in possession of two eyes, but be thrown into the fire. The point is not to hurt ourselves, but to save ourselves. If something causes you to sin, get rid of it. There are temptations all around us. And while we do live in the world, Jesus calls us not to be of this world. We are to avoid temptations, to clear our lives and our homes of those things that cause us to sin. Not an easy task, but Jesus is there with us to guide us and to give us strength when we let him. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, you died for my sins. Lead me to put my sinful past behind me and help me to live a new life in your holy ways. In your blessed name, amen. With a thought from Calvary, I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message or to listen to our podcast, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.ro. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.